Rundown, today is August 8th, I think. Chaps is in for KFC. Let's start a lot of Olympic coverage today. The USA Hoop team, I think this is Friday or Saturday, they made news because, and I know I'm going to get all these names confused, DeMarcus, Boogie Cousins, the big guy from the Clippers, DeMarcus and DeMarcus Rose. A lot of DeMarcus is in the mix. We have DeMarcus, DeRozan, who's the DeAndre Jordan and Boogie Cousins. Those are the three guys in a brothel. They say they thought it was a spa. I honestly don't even know what that excuse means because I think that's like the same thing. Like if you're in Brazil and you go to a spa, you went to a brothel. That's like, what is it? A synonym? What's a couple synonyms? Give me a synonym.
For spa?
No, for anything.
Oh. You have to find the
first word. You don't have a synonym. Any word in the world. Give me a synonym.
But you have to give the first word, and then we give the synonym.
Okay. Car and automobile. There, I did. It's like there a synonym.
There you go.
What?
Yeah. Nailed it. All right.
Got it.
That's a spa and a brothel. The only thing I'm going to say about this is if they really were going to a brothel, I assume they would have stayed on the boat. So I don't know. Maybe they're – I'm confused. We'll start with you, Big Cat. What do you got on this?
So the story is that the spa has to say that line so that it's not like totally overt. They're not like, hey, this is a whorehouse. But they say it's a men's only spa. So that's a pretty good tip that like, hey, it's either a gay bar or it's, you know, a place where you fuck prostitutes. I agree with you, though, Dave. Why not just make a house call and have them all come on the boat? Like maybe they don't want – maybe that's like you can't – maybe they have like the rule no one on the boat because they don't want to get like attacked or kidnapped. But still, it seems a little weird that you wouldn't just throw a crazy ass party on your huge ass yacht.
Chaps?
No, man. I think you got to go to a spa. It's like part of the experience. When I lived in Japan for 4 years, it was the same thing. Like guys constantly getting caught by like the military police that they were going to these spas to get a happy ending. You got to, man. Like you're there. You're. If you're in Brazil, like the Secret Service guys a few years ago, you remember that when they went down there and they got in big trouble? Those dudes worked for me. Like, that's what we do, man. Like, you go down there, you're going to a different country. Like, Secret Service acted like it didn't happen. It had been happening for 60 years. Like, that's what you do.
Only problem is it's very, very hard, I would imagine, to stay under, like, the radar when you're a 7-foot black dude in Brazil.
But why do you need to?
I don't know. Because
you really don't. That's why you make the excuse. That is to my question, Dan. When you say they had to say spa in Brazil, is that just like an Olympic thing? So they just put a cardboard sign over brothel, and just for these 2 weeks it says spa? Because I'm pretty sure in Brazil's one of those places.
I thought so too. But the story when I read it, they were like, they pick up the phone and they're like, hello, this is the men's only spa, you know. Come on in.
That's what they're doing, like, though, but that's what's
I know.
Like here.
I don't understand why it's even a story. Of course they are. What else are you going to do when you're a single dude, you're rich, you're at the Olympics? Of course you're going to go get nuts. Of course.
If you have the boat, maybe bring them. I will say, Big Cat, a little bit rude, I forgot to say this, not to wish me and Chaps a belated Purple Heart Day. That was...
Was kind of fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, my bad.
I did this yesterday. So, by the way, I get mad at myself because every Olympics, I go through the same exact range of emotions. Like, literally, I start watching, like, oh, all right, the Olympics, and then I start getting mad. Like, I'm watching the swim shit yesterday. I still don't know if it's live or not. I know we lost our Twitter account for posting a Vine. That got off on the wrong foot with the Olympics. But this guy, the third-place guy, Cody Miller, he has, like, collapsed lungs or something, 100-meter breaststroke, comes in third. This guy celebrated like he just won every event in the Olympics all in this one. Going bananas. The guy who beat him is just sitting there next to him. And by the way, the Great Britain guy who won this race won it by the biggest margin in the history of the race. It's never been a bigger blowout. And this collapsed American guy is going crazy. I hate it. And then you have the people who come out of the woodwork being like, no, it's good for him. Dan Revell. I hate it. I hate swimming. I hate how you shouldn't have to do different types of strokes and shit like that. It's just who gets to one end of the pool the fastest. And I also firmly believe the Olympics are for people who don't like sports. You have all these people who don't watch sports, and they don't get it's about winning. The thing is about winning, chaps.
Well, one thing I do like about how the guy celebrated getting a bronze is that you got to make yourself known. Like, this is these guys' 1 7 to 4 year spotlight. So whatever endorsement and how he's going to get money in his pocket, go nuts, man. Like, cry, do whatever you got to do to get that money. Because no, right now, we're not talking about the dude that won gold. We're talking about the dude that won bronze. So he's making straight up cash.
Big cat.
You're exactly right, chaps. You have to have one of two ways. You either have to have the puff piece that, like Mike Tirico, they do the lead in. You know, Bob Costas went to your hometown and watched you wait on, you know, people at the local diner just so that you could train in your stupid, like, very, very selective sport. Or you have to do this. You have to make a huge deal and have everyone talking about you. Dave, you're right. This is like clockwork. It's Olympics and World Cup. You just come out of your little hole and you just start yelling at everyone about it. It's every fucking 2 years we just go through the same thing.
I actually look back for all my blogs because I know I've already written, but the fucking DevNest deleted them all. So I have to go rewrite all my anger and passion. But I get so mad every time that I have the same. I will agree with what Chap said. I shouldn't get mad at that guy. But I don't like when people get mad at me for getting mad at that guy because it's un-American for him to be celebrating like that.
The third place thing bothers me as well. I totally disagree with you with the having different strokes and different lengths. They got to fucking fill up a week worth of sports. I'm not going to watch dressage and handball all week. Give me the weird
disagree big time there. I'm so tired of NBC putting the main sports like basketball and shit that we know what it is on TV. Do not care, man. Give me the weird stuff. Give me slalom kayaking. Give me the dressage, the horses dancing around all crazy. Give me handball. I want that.
You like dressage? Dressage is boring.
Dressage is boring. The rest are good, but I agree with Chaps. I don't want to see the main sports. They shouldn't
America's going to dominate them in basketball. Who cares, man? But, like, no. Get the Jewish team out of here.
I'm not talking about basketball. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics, first of all, the Winter Olympics are better than the Summer Olympics. But the Summer Olympics are built on swimming, women's gymnastics, and track and field.
The best Olympic coverage so far is the dudes from the Philippines eating it in the pool on the dives.
That's an old video, you know.
Shit.
You got chaps. You chaps oh yourself. God.
I just got, oh man.
For pardon my
I thought that was for real.
No, it was like 2 years old, but it's hilarious.
I will say, as much as I criticize the Olympics, and I do it every year, I gotta be honest, and I know he does his stuff. Al Trotwig in the gymnastics, it's like peanut butter and jelly. They go together better than I don't know why he sucks me into it, just his voice. I'll give him that. I guess I'm going to rearrange his order because since we're going on the Olympics and to stick with him. Big Cat, I read your blog on that female bike crash. Was that like, I thought I was reading a fake. Why were you so sentimental about this chick?
She legit, did you watch it live?
No, not live. I just saw her.
Yeah, because obviously like 20 minutes later, you know she survived. But when she fell, she was going 50 miles an hour. She didn't move. They showed her like once. They didn't move. And then they did the thing where they just stopped talking about her. So you just assume that person's dead. Because.
What country was she from?
Netherlands. I know you do your whole thing. Like, I don't care about anyone else. Yeah. But, like, when I saw a person die on TV, I was like, shit, she might have just died.
That's what the Olympics are for. It's for crashes like that. If she dies, fine. That's the Olympics. We have the broken leg lady. Awesome. The Egyptians, by the way, this is something people get mad about. The same stories come up. I've seen the Egyptians playing these, like, or the Middle East people in these full outfits, beach volleyball every year. I'm writing a blog now. A big problem, I think, with the Olympics and why they stink now is obviously the end of the Cold War. I don't like ISIS. I'm sure nobody here does. ISIS needs to be in the Olympics, though. Imagine the heat if it was like, oh, the U.S. versus ISIS, and like one of these anthems are going to be played. That is what makes the Olympics Olympics. When our main enemy now is not really in the Olympics ruins the Olympics, right?
Well, I can still get it.
I mean, if I don't see
China.
A close up, if I don't see a close up of the injury, one, it didn't happen. Like, if you don't go zoom in on the face injury, don't care how bad it was. But yeah, I want to see some real rivalries. I want to see, like, put us against like Afghanistan in basketball and see like Boogie just go to town.
Or that. something we could really lose. Like,
I
we
can still get it up for China, because China just you just assume that China is doping every single one of their athletes.
And that's a bad part about Russia being kicked out in a lot of the sports too.
Yes,
but like, Russia's not even like a rivalry anymore.
But they dope
now, especially.
They dope.
I mean,
right? I can get it up. I agree with you, Dave, that like it would be great if ISIS was in the Olympics. But in terms of rivalry, any country like Russia or, you know, China, where I know for a fact they've been just injecting them with steroids since they were like 4 years old, I can get pissed off about that.
Commercial break.
Olympic Dave is like the most nationalistic, ignorant Dave ever, and I love it.
The Hall of Fame game canceled last night. Football. Dan, I read your blog. And I was with I was with McShay somewhere, and I was talking about preseason football. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's always been like this. I don't know who cares about preseason football or training camp. I literally, on my feed, I'm getting updated on how many completions like Garoppolo has in like a scout drill. It's insane how much preseason football is being covered. People freaking out. I will say, Packer fans, I didn't even know who was playing last night. I went to CVS to get some emergency because, if I mention, I hadn't slept enough. There's a guy in full Packers gear just picking up a six-pack who looked like someone fucking stepped on his dog. He clearly, like, Packer fans were ready for this game. Goodell, I'll blame it on him. But what do you got, Big Cat, on the Hall of Fame game? I don't even know why we're talking about it. I don't know.
Because it got canceled. That was my point. No one actually cares about the Hall of Fame game until it gets canceled. Then everyone all of a sudden is so upset that the Hall of Fame game got canceled. Rodgers wasn't even going to play. Give me the third preseason game. That's the only one I care about. I will say that they should have had when they should have been on the fly. They should have thought like Barstool, how we do. When shit goes wrong, you just make something cool out of it. They should have had a few fans come down and have Brett Favre throw the pill around. Tell me that doesn't fill time.
Yeah, do a skill competition with him and Luck or...
And Favre even made, in his Hall of Fame speech, he made the joke, like, oh, I'd love to play the first series on Sunday night. And it was one of those, like, I'm making a joke, but I'm hoping serious, they're like, yeah. Hey, Brett, you want to suit up? Like, he was clearly wanted to still play.
Chaps?
Yeah, I mean, if it was my team, I would want to see him play. But you also got to go, if you're a Packers fan, think nobody got hurt tonight. So that's always a big plus. Like, that's really the only thing I look for at the end of the preseason game is who got hurt and which dude is like an unrestricted free agent. Like when Victor Cruz came in a couple years ago and dominated, it's always fun to find that one sneaky guy that you think might could get on the team. But overall, the Hall of Fame game, who gives a shit? Like, nobody was watching it past the first like kickoff and you see somebody get tackled and then it's getting turned off.
Yeah, I don't know that it, like, that's what I don't know. I'm not. It sounds like none of us are, but I think football is so people are going. I mean, there's 30,000 people at Patriot practices. It's bananas. Last one. No, two more. A-Rod retired, announced it. I've read this. Was this his choice? Was he forced out?
Yes.
He was forced out just so they could play other guys because they're paying him?
Well, he's hitting 204, too, or something crazy.
Sucks.
I mean, it's being terrible, and they already traded away a lot of their guys, so you got to let the younger dudes play.
Yeah. He was forced out. He hasn't played in a few weeks. He sucks, and it sucks for him because he's four away from 700. I don't know why, like, a Twins or a Tampa Bay Rays – why they don't sign him and have him be DH for those last four home runs?
So when it's all said and done, I guess the question here is probably most directed at me since the Red Sox have the most history with A-Rod, whether I like him or don't. I mean, he was one of my top five guys. I hated. Now I kind of like him. What?
What a host move to ask yourself a question.
Well, no, I was going to ask you guys, but you guys really
– yeah.
Chaps is a Braves fan. Who cares about that?
I don't think
you're a Cubs fan, so yeah. You did. I mean, I had wars with A-Rod.
No,
I mean, I was with him when Verrett.
Here, I'll ask it. Okay, I'll ask it.
All right.
So, for me, A-Rod went from a hated dude who was always just socially awkward. he kind of became endearing at the end. My two questions for you are, how do you think history goes differently if A-Rod signs with the Red Sox back when he was deciding between the Yankees and the Red Sox, and then he went with the Rangers? Or how'd that shake out?
No, it was like, it wasn't really decided. They did that trade, and then...
Oh, the trade. Okay, and then where do you stand, like, knowing his whole entire history, where do you stand on his career?
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys who... I don't care about steroids. I think everybody's using steroids, so I don't really throw that away. I'm obviously my favorite, like, one of my favorite Boston athletes of all time was basically Nomar. So that whole A-Rod thing, they basically traded for A-Rod and got rid of Nomar, and then the trade got revoked, and it's like, oh, Nomar's back. So I fucking hated him for that even more. But I'm like you. I felt the same. Once the rivalry ended, and I know Yankees-Red Sox still rivalry, but it hasn't been heated in a long time, and he just became this weirdo that you kind of laughed at, and did like that time he was walking down Newbury Street. This is a real story. He pushed somebody into the street and then like pulled them out to say that he stopped them from getting like hit by a car. Like that type of shit I love. So when it's all said and done, I'm almost neutral on the guy. He was so low, then I just kind of laugh at him.
Yeah, I think that's what he really messed up. Like, he did such a good job with PR that he jobbed the whole thing, where he's almost kind of everybody's ambivalent to him now, where long term, you think he would have done better being the straight up villain and going out and crushing the record or moving on. But him being 204 A-Rod, going out, being a clubhouse leader, like, get out of here, dude. No one cares about you anymore.
He never was a villain in my mind, because he was almost a sympathetic figure, in that he just wanted to be loved. Like the whole thing with the Jeter, like sleepovers, he just wanted to be Derek Jeter's best friend. He just wanted everyone to love him. And every time he's easily one of the most bloggable athletes of all time, with the centaur picture, the kissing himself in the mirror, the story you just said, like everything A-Rod did seemed like he thought it was going to be great. And everyone's gonna be like, wow, A-Rod's so cool. And it would always backfire.
Those pictures he had, like all those she-males, like hanging out in trees at his house. Like, he just had
That guy's not a villain. He's not, like, you can't really hate him. It's like this guy just keeps tripping over himself, even though he's one of the best baseball players of all time.
All right. Last one. Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon story came out that he ate 100 chicken McNuggets, I guess, in one sitting for a McNuggets commercial, where they dunked the McNugget into his mouth and they had to keep doing takes. I guess it was 5 hours, 100 McNuggets. Chaps, this you want to talk about it. What do you got?
Dude, I think it's absolute bullshit that it's even over 5 hours, man. That's three meals. Like, that's three meals that you're sitting there eating 100 at 7'2", probably 270. Like, I've been in some chicken nugget contests in my day. Like, I have the tattoo on my ribs to prove it, man. Ronald McDonald right there. Like, so I've lost.
That's a bananas tattoo.
Yeah, man.
Now it makes sense why you wanted to talk about
this. So it's serious. Like, chicken McNugget contests are serious, man. And doing 100.
You lost, so you had to get that, or was that by choice?
No, so me and my buddy, we were eating at McDonald's, and he was like, well, let's have a little friendly wager. If I beat you in the chicken McNugget contest, then I'll pick your tattoo. You can pick my tattoo. He won. Not only won, but he destroyed me. I don't want to say after just talking shit about the Dream, but it wasn't near 100. So we went like 10 minutes later and got the tattoo, and I don't regret it, man, because you got to live up to it. But the Dream eating 100, if it was over 5 hours, I could have done it. We had to do it in 30 minutes.
How many did you do in 30?
32.
100.
By the way, Chaps are the real Davey Page views move here, by the way. Casually being like, let's throw the Hakeem Nugget story on the rundown. Openly, like, why are we even talking about it? Like, oh, by the way, I got this giant Ronald McDonald. Well played, Chaps.
That was a Michael Wilbon name drop and a half right there. Like, oh, let's just casually talk about this. Oh, what a story. I do agree with you, though. Over 5 hours, I'm pretty sure I could eat 200 over 5 hours, because if you just don't even tell me I'm in an eating competition, you're just like, here are a bunch of chicken nuggets, and then I'm just like a dog who just doesn't even realize what I'm doing, and then all of a sudden I've eaten 200. You also are right. Anyone who's that tall, it's like Andre the Giant. Like when people's stories about him drinking 30 beers in like an hour car ride. If you're that big of a human, those things don't count.
Will say, I can say do a lot of things. I couldn't do that at McNuggets. I couldn't eat that many. But nice tattoo, Chaps. That's the rundown. Do we have any post-show thoughts, comments? How's New York, Big Cat?
It's okay. I'm settling in. Got to get the office set up. As you can see, it's kind of bullshit back there. I'm into Hawaiian shirts now. I think that's kind of a fat guy.
I like that. Is that fish on there or sharks?
Yeah, there's like fish. So that I think like yeah, it's a fat guy move. I look slimmer, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Nice. And yeah, it's I almost got hit by a biker, like you warned me about. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Eastern time zone has rocked my life. I can't fucking deal with it. That's just been killing me. I've been going to sleep at like 12:30, just all out of sorts.
Mountain is the best time zone, by the way. Is the best time zone. Mountain.
I mean, I'm a Midwest time zone guy, obviously, but I could see how Mountain would be good. It just sucks because you can't go to sleep. Like, if you go to sleep at 11 o'clock on Eastern time zone, you missed basically the entire night. Whereas,
yes. I just don't – I've trained myself virtually. I get no sleep for the last, like, 15 years on this Eastern time zone. But welcome. It is – I got back from Saratoga. I had to take, like, a train, a bus. It just – this city stinks. I got home. Some lady fucking, like – all right, our cab – some lady in like where a cab pulled over in front of my apartment and like punched me, like tried to punch me. It's like I'm the passenger. I have literally nothing to do with what's going on here.
It does feel like I've noticed that as well. It feels like if you stand on a street in New York for like 20 minutes, you'll see at least five different fights with cars double parking and like trying to get around. Just people screaming at each other. It just keeps happening over and over. That's really all New York is it's just like drivers getting in fights over and over.
I guess that's it. That's the rundown.
All right. See ya.